Gemara says that Sochet Peros is Chai Misham Dash. The Gemara on Kufem Dal at Amaralev says Sochtim bepigon uveprishin uveuzredin velo berimonim. So the Gemara says, why is Rimonim different? Why is it more Chamor? Because Beis Menasher Bar Menachem used to do Schita berimonim. So why are Pagayim Mutter? So Rashi says it's not the Derech of Schita. And we'll get back to this Rashi a little later. The issue. Rashi says, Delavor Chayu Bahachi. Is that saying, because it's like a Shinui, it's unusual, or is it a different reason because it doesn't have a Shem Mashker? They're like, we'll get back to that a little later. So Rashi says you can't do Rimonim, the Orchayu B'Hachi. And why is it Orchayu B'Hachi? Because of Beis Menashia. So within the Uzredin question, so again, it could be a Shinoi, or it could be it doesn't have a Shem Mashka. And it's not Shaykh Schita without a Shem Mashka. We'll get back to that question in a second. But the Gemara first asks, how could Beis Menashia, just one Meshugana family, change everything? Make it aser for everybody else? So Rav Chisda says, Elahainu tamidu Rav Chisda, dam Rav Chisda, and he brings a raya from Trudin Shesachdan Vinasna Lemikva, and the Yesod Advarim is that there you could be machshevit kamashka. In other words, if I see this as a mashka, then it is a mashka. That's what the Gemara says. And that same thing happens for psul mara, for a mikvah. So if that's true, so then there's an obvious question. What in Uzredin? In other words, if the reason why Rimonim is Aser is because you're machshev the Rimonim, so if I'm machshev Uzredin because I like Uzredin juice, then that should be also Aser. So Rashi says, Yataka and Achanami. It is Aser. The Braisa was Matir Uzredin. The Braisa wasn't talking about where you're squeezing it for juice. The Braisa was talking about where you're squeezing it for Lagufan, to get out the extra excess moisture. So then why are Rimonim Aser? Rimonim were concerned. There's a Gzeira Shema Yischot Lamashka. Why? Because Beis Menashe used to do it. Mashenkin Uzredin, there's no one really that squeezes Uzredin juice. So Memela, if you squeeze it Lagufan, it's mutter, and we're not choshesh that you're going to squeeze them for a mashke. That's Rashi's pshat. If you look at the Rashba over here, he disagrees. The Rashba says no, that just because you that the Svar Vachshavinu doesn't make it chayev on its own. On its own, like Rashi says. So what's the pshat? We can read the Braisa Kapshuto. Not like Rashi. The Braisa Kapshuto says that what? That Uzredin is mutter even to drink. If you want to squeeze Uzredin juice, by all means. Why? What about for the Rimonim? Well, no, since there are some people, Beis Menashe, that do squeeze Rimonim, so and moreover your machshevet, so then it becomes aser. In other words, when there are two factors, it's aser. What are the two factors? Your machshevet, and also there are some people that do it. It's not like a totally weird thing. That's the Rashba. And of course, the difficulty with this is 0 + 0 should equal 0, right? On its own, Uzredin juice is nothing. And on its own, in other words, being machshevet is nothing, and normally Beis Menashe would be batel, but somehow or another, when we join them together, it becomes aser. So we'll return to that question in a moment. The Magen Avraham perhaps alludes to an answer. There's a third approach in this, and that's in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef notes that Rashi's position seems to have been rejected by most Rishonim who permit the squeezing of Uzredin juice, which would be aser according to Rashi if you want to drink it. It's only going to be mutter for Rashi if you are doing it lagufan. Not only that, seemingly according to Rashi, it's an Isser Deraisa, because the Sarav Machshiv, Ben Machshiv, it would make it an Isser Deraisa. So if you squeeze Uzra de juice to drink, it would be an Isser Deraisa. And yet, we find almost all the Rishonim seeming to Matir drinking Uzra de juice. So, says the Beis Yosef, that's because we don't accept Rav Chista. Rav Papa, after Rav Chista brings his Raya for his theory from the halacha of the mikvah, Rav Papa is a different explanation of why the mikvah is possible. And we don't really accept Rav Chista's theory that being machshiv, the drink, makes it an Isser Deraisa. And the truth is that even Rashi might not have accepted this lemaisa. That's the way Rashi explained Rav Chista. That's the way Rav Chista read the Braisa. But how do we know that's the way Rashi would have paskined? And actually, when you look at Rashi and Daf Kuf Mem Hei and Lit Aleph at the bottom of the sugya, Rashi indicates that actually the bottom Rashi Dvar Torah Kolomar Asra Torah Melacha VeDrichas Esim Anavim Hu DeHavi Melacha Aval Shar Drichas Drichos Lav Ruchai BaHachim Lav Melacha Nenu. So maybe in the end of the day, the Maskanas, even Rashi would agree that if you happen to like Uzra Din juice, we're not dealing with an Isser, certainly not an Isser Deraisa. Well, so that's a great explanation. Good. So we don't have to come into Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Rav Papa, a different explanation. We still have to explain the Braisa. In other words, in the end of the day, Beis Menashe, they're like Batladaitan. So why should they make an Isser upon everybody else? Right? The Gemara never proposed an alternative solution. It gave an alternative explanation to the Psul Mikvah, but it didn't propose an alternative solution to the question of why you allow to drink. Why is Beis Menashe Koveya? So the Beis Yosef says, well, actually there is another answer. The Gemara didn't quite articulate it, but we could imagine what it must be. And that's actually the answer. The answer is that Beis Menashe, they weren't so weird. And there's a different, there are a lot of people that do it. Not everybody, not overwhelming, not even a majority. But really, there's like a whole city, according to Rav Papa, that would drink pomegranate juice. It wasn't just one family like we thought originally, but it was a whole community. And therefore, it's aser. Now, this would explain, therefore, why you're allowed to squeeze Uzra Din. You're not allowed to squeeze Rimon, because there's a whole city that squeezed Rimon juice. The difficulty, obviously, is it's a nice explanation of the Braisa, but it relies on an answer that doesn't appear in the Gemara. And if you look at the Magen Avraham, when he critiques the Beis Yosef's position, he says that this is very dochak in the Gemara, in fact, because the Gemara doesn't mention this teretz whatsoever. Turning to, but that is the psak, more or less, of the Mechaber, of the Beis Yosef, right? So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Zeisiv Anavim Asol Sachton, and Yatsim Asim we'll get to a little later, Tutim Rimonim Asol Sachton, Yatsim Asim on, fine. Zeisiv Anavim Actually, I guess it doesn't. I mean, you could extrapolate his shita, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. But these v'anavim are chiyuv chatas if you do it, and tutim v'rimonim are aser, though again, derabbanan. Why? Because some people do it. Some people do it. It's a common thing.
But Rabbi, the Rishonim are assuming that there's an Isser Deraisa here, the Rash by the Rashi. No, so Beis Yosef is...
Beis Yosef rejects Rashi.
Right, but he's assuming like that type of idea in the Gemara, so then it should be an Isser Deraisa for everyone. No, in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't pass the Isser Deraisa.
So let's just read you the Beis Yosef, right? Vim Tomar Akati Tiksha Menashe Menachmai Rubid Alma Vashalomar Bishal Menashe Beis Menashe Lavdafka Inchi Tuva Nami Havi Safti Lubachol Al Dinaka Haminai Vachashvinu Dira Bim Havia Chashivusa Afal Gav De Lav Rubid Alma Ninu kedaminan begemara shekein baravim kam kosim levat. Mash religious in monim lavdafka lahuadin lakol prisha derech lasachta lemeimav also lasachta b'shabbes. That's going to be the iser.
You're saying
Shem
the
Brisa,
not necessarily in line with Rashi and the other
Rishonim. Right, no, it's his own shot. Uh-huh. And a Brisa. But that's what he would say is the view of the other Rishonim. In other words, he's doing this to explain, let's say, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and all those Rishonim. Good. Now, the Ramah here says something very interesting in Sif Aleph. Ramah writes, Haga, uvemakom shenagul leschot ezeperos plishtok meimav machmas tsama otainog dino ketutin rimonim. So, okay, that's fine. That we saw already the Beis Yosef say that it's not lavzafka tutin rimonim, but any type of thing that's normally drunk. But it doesn't say like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that if in some place they make limon juice, like in the city of Beis Menashia, then it becomes aser everywhere. The Ramah says it's only aser in that place. In the place where it's common to drink limon juice, so then, or let's make up a new one, pear juice, in that place it's aser. But not in the rest of the world. That's what the Ramah says. So, everywhere else it's going to be mutter. Now, the Magen Avraham, quoting the Rash, says that even if you accept that's true, that's assuming that they don't export it. But if they export this pear juice to all other places, so then that too becomes the place, and in that too it's also. So if they make pear juice in Germany, but export the pear juice to France, so then squeezing pears in France will also be also. Now, the Magen Avraham points out that this interpretation of the Ramah is basically based off of the idea that what the Brisa quoted in the Gemara by Kutzim says. What does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says, "V'chitem alacha ki aitana de saver lakshel menash menachem, shem de saver menash menachem kamozu menash menachem de alma in ditznan hamakayim kotzim bekarim Rabbi Lazar omer kiddush v'chamim omrim eino mitkadesh aladavish kamo makaymin. Rabbi Chanina, my time to Rabbi Lazar, shkin baravi makaymin kotze sados legmale. So Rabbi Lazar holds this idea that because in Aravia their Mekayim coats him, so that's a problem. So if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, so then Rimonim are going to be a problem. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar, we paskin like the Chachamim. So the Magen Avraham says that the pshat of the Ramah, and for that matter the Mechaber, is problematic because it's going like an opinion that we don't accept. So he says, no, in Aravia itself, even the Chachamim would agree it's aser. Meaning to say, the machlokas is, do thorns, or let's say, pears, present a problem in the rest of the world? And the answer is, if you hold like the Chachamim, no. But in Aravia itself, they do. And that explains the pshat in the Ramah. In other words, why is the Ramah disagreeing with the Mechaber? Maisha emes v'tayrasa emes. Why does the Ramah disagree with the Mechaber? He's saying because it's true. What does Mechaber say? That if in some place they make pomegranate juice or they make pear juice, it's aser in the whole world. That's true according to Rabbi Lazar. But according to Chachamim, it would only be aser in that place. So that explains the position of the Ramah. He reads the Gemara like the Beis Yosef. The difference is that what's the Beis Yosef's Yisod? That actually there is a place where they squeeze pomegranate juice. The Beis Yosef says that, therefore, pomegranate juice is aser in the whole world. The Ramah says, no, it's only aser in the place that they squeeze it, because we paskin like the Chachamim. Good. So that explains the Ramah. But the Magen Avraham then says, okay, That's all with it. Like, that's a kinach in the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef. But the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef is extremely dochak, because it relies on presenting a answer that the Gemara never said. Well, if we don't accept Rashi, because all the Rishonim don't assume that there's an Isra D'oraisa by Isra Dibra, and we don't accept the Beis Yosef because he made up an answer in a Gemara that doesn't appear, so what option is left? The Rashba. Now, the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah didn't actually seem to have the Chidush HaRashba on Shabbos, but the, as the Bor Halacha points out, the Magen Avraham was mechaven to the Rashba. And again, what was the Rashba's pshat? That when you combine being machshavit with the fact that there's some population that does it, so that's going to be aser. And that is the psak of the Magen Avraham. And we asked before, well, what's the svara? Why would you say that? So it sounds like that if nobody does this, like Uzra Din, then being machshavit, we say batal dai to etzel kol adam. But once there's some population, maybe the minority, but some population that does this, so then we could say the svar v'achshavinu, that by making it into a drink, you're giving it chashivas. Achshavinu can't overcome something that nobody does, but achshavinu, once it's sort of normal, plus your machshavit, then when you have those two factors, you have a problem. Okay, so that's what the Magen Avraham says. So let's see, like this. So could I squeeze orange juice on Shabbos, right? So at the very least, that's going to be like pomegranates. It's certainly going to be aser, maybe even like grapes, maybe an iser deraisa. We'll return to that question a little later. That might depend on the two interpretations of whether it relies on like Taras Mashkin for Shiva, like the formal rules of what has a Shiva Mine Mashkin, or is it just or Chayobachi, but certainly oranges are going to be aser, whether it's deraisa or at least derabanan. Okay, what about chvesa, kumquat juice? Kumquats maybe are very close to oranges, but let's assume it's not an orange. So good. So can I, anyone here ever have kumquat juice? Never. Good. So nobody ever had here. I never had it either. So now, what would we say? So if we learn like Rashi, so then you might even be dealing with an Isser D'oraisa. Okay, we said maybe Rashi in the end is in passing like Rav Chisda, but at least according to Rashi, Havana by Rav Chisda would be an Isser D'oraisa. Good. According to most Rishonim, that say Uzra Din is Mutter, so this should also be Mutter, right? So presumably if you follow the Beis Yosef or if you follow the Ramah, it would be Mutter. Right here we'd say Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Nobody ever heard of Uzra Din juice. It's only going to be a problem, according to Ramah, in a place that's normal, or according to the Beis Yosef, if there is a place where it's normal, and therefore it should be mutter. Really? But, one second, if you hold like the Rashba / Magen Avraham, then we have a problem. Why? Because there we combine Achshavinu plus that some people do it. Well, do some people squeeze kumquat juice? So if you Google kumquat juice, you'll find lots of recipes and ways to do it. In fact, could be that nowadays everything is juiced, right? You go to a juicing bar and there's nothing that isn't juiced for juice. There's kiwi juice and kumquat juice and whatever, all sorts of other funny fruits that you only see around Rosh Hashanah time. They too seem to be juiced. So, according to, now, it'll be very hard and to necessarily find a place that they don't do it. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, though, there's still a kinach. Why? Because Magen Avraham quotes Tosfos on Tzadi Beis and Beis. Tosfos on Tzadi Beis basically raises a stira between two sugyos in terms of when we say batla daito and when we don't. On Tzadi Beis, we say by carrying things in strange ways, like on your head. So then, even if there's a place that does this, like in Hutzal, we say no, batla daito etzel kol adam. Right? And even though it's a whole city that does it, Tosa says, you see from this Gemara Tzadi Beis, that even on an asra, even on a city, nami amar batla daito etzel kol adam. and there's a Gemara Ervin that sounds that way as well. The problem is, in Parakhafis, our Gemara sounds like, no, it's not true. The only reason why we say Menashe as Batla Daito is because he was one Meshuganah, but if you have a whole place like Aravia, if you have a whole city or, I don't know, country, province, I don't know exactly how much you need, but if you have a place, let's say a city, that does this, so then we don't say Batla Daito, it's Kol Adam. So what's the difference? Says Tosfos, it's a very important yesod. When it comes to, let's say, pomegranate juice, really everybody loves pomegranate juice, right? That's why it costs like $6 for a little bottle. It's delicious. So why is it that you see lots of apple juice and orange juice and not a lot of pomegranate juice? Because it's very expensive, because pomegranate trees don't grow everywhere. There's not an abundance of them. But let's imagine there was an abundance of pomegranates, right? Pomegranates and grew like orange trees in Florida. So then there would be an abundance of pomegranate juice. Everybody would love pomegranate juice. So then we don't say an asras bato, because really everybody else would also drink a lot of pomegranate juice if they could. It's too expensive. And the same thing with kotsim. If everybody had lots of horses, like they do in Arabia, so there would be lots of thorn farms. But when it comes to carrying things on your head, in this Mishnah Dikwa, everybody has a head and everybody has baskets. And yet, most people don't do it like they do in Hutzel. So even though it's all city, we say Batla Daito. Good. Azai Zak Taisfus. So says the Magen Avraham. So let's go on. Let's go back to our kumquat juice. So, you know, why is it that most people don't drink kumquat juice? Is it because there's not a lot of kumquats? Or because it really is not very good? Like, kumquats are very, very sour. I don't really know, but I'm making this up, right? It's because there's something, there are some weird people that like it, but even if kumquats were as popular as orange trees and apple trees were kumquat trees, still nobody would make it into juice. So then we would say batla daito about that. So again, now what's very strange, and this is the ha'ara that the Bi'ur Halacha makes, is that's a type of logic that works much better within the world of the Beis Yosef / Ramah, right? Because what's the basic mahalich of the Beis Yosef Ramah? Their mahalich is to say, look, you know, the reason why Rimonim are aser is because there's a city that makes pomegranate juice, right? And then we would say, oh, well, there's a city that makes pomegranate juice. So what's the din in the rest of the world? Well, it depends. If the rest of the world had lots of pomegranates like that city, like a Menashe city, so then it's going to be a problem. And if the rest of the Jews world, even if they had a lot of pomegranates, wouldn't do it, so then we would say, but let's call them like Kutzel, right? That chaluk makes a lot of sense in the world of Beis Yosef Ramah. But it's strange that the Magen Avraham would be saying that's far. Magen Avraham's theory is like the Rashba, but the Magen Avraham's mahalicha is, if there's some people that do it, and you're machshivit, so then it's aser, right? So what difference does it make if once there's some people that do it? It shouldn't really make such a big deal. It should make a difference that the rest of the world wouldn't do this, even if it was easy to do. So that's a ha'ara that the Bi'ur Halacha has on this kula within the Rashba. Okay. The other ha'ara that the Bi'ur Halacha has on this application of the, he says that, look, if you feel like the Rashba, then maybe you don't even hold of the Yishuv of Tosos. In fact, Rashba himself is a different Yishuv to the contradiction between Menashe and Hutzel. So therefore, the Bi'ur Halacha says, look, we're going to pass on like the Rashba, and it's going to be Taloi if there are other people doing it. So now, what's going to come out Lamaisa for kumquats? So, since there are people that do kumquats juice, I know that from Google. I don't know how many people do it, but it's not unheard of. There are people that do it. There are dozens of kumquat juice recipes. So even though I've never heard of it or met such a person, then l'chor, it should be also for the Rashba if I'm doing it for juice, right? Because there are some people that do it. It's not mamesh, or like uzrudin. I mean, probably nowadays, uzrudin also, there's a group of people that make that What's it? Sour apples?
Apples.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Do they make sour apple juice? Or Prishin, quince juice. Okay. You have to look. Do people make quince juice? So, but assuming that they do make quince juice, and I'm also interested in quince juice, then that would be aser according to the Rashba. So then, basically, according to that view, more or less, practically speaking, you're not going to be able to, the heter, again, in theory, the heter of Pegayin, Prishin, and Uzverdin is true, we accept it, but in practice, it's probably going to be pretty unlikely that there are going to be juices that you could actually juice for their juice on Shabbos, because there are so many people that juice everything under the sun that, if you find something that nobody does, so then fine, that'll be okay. But there probably aren't so many of such things anymore. Okay, good. Now, there are those that are a little more machmir, the Chayadam. Chayadam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, talks about apple juice and pear juice, and he says that he's even concerned because those are so popular in Ashkenaz that it's he's even concerned a little bit about Nesir D'Oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't think of Nesir D'Oraisa, but certainly I think practically speaking this heter of Uzverdin is not going to be very practical nowadays, but that's not that big of a deal because, you know, unless you're one of those strange juicers. So they have to do it. And if you are such a strange juicer, so make your juice before Shabbos. Okay. Next time you're at somebody's house for Shabbos and they bring those like those bottles of like the really strange juices, you know, so you could think about this Rashba and think about how because of these strange juices of combinations of three fruits that you've never even heard of, now you can't juice anything on Shabbos. Okay. So the next question that comes up here is the question of lemons. Squeezing lemons. So there's a Tshuva Sarashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, that lemons are not like tutim and rimonim, and it's motel l'sachton l'chatchila, and even for a drink. Why? So the Rash says that's because nobody ever squeezes lemons to drink. They squeeze lemons to dip. So first of all, here we have this idea we already mentioned the last time, that not everything that is squeezed into a liquid has the halachic status of a juice. Scientifically, it's a liquid, but halachically, it might be an ochel. If it's used for dipping, it's not really being treated as a liquid. We don't see it as a liquid. So, right, let's say a lot of people dip their, their fish into lemon juice or something like that. That's the way, that's why in the Rush's times, before the invention of lemonade. So lemons were squeezed for dips. Great, no problem. But the Beis Yosef then writes and says, well, you know, we heard that in Mitzrayim they actually drink lemonade. Mamish, like our lemonade, with lemon juice and sugar and water. So now he says, L'chora, lemon should be like tutim rimonim. In other words, since they're squeezed for their juice and their juice is drunk, so now it should be aser. But the Beis Yosef says he still thinks it's okay, and he gives two reasons. Both of them are very interesting. The first is, right, nobody ever drinks lemon juice. That's much too sour. They drink it with water and sugar, like we said. And not only that, and therefore what? Since you don't drink it straight as a juice, it doesn't have a shem mashke, and it's going to be mutter. That's answer number one, why it should still be mutter. Why the Rush is tshuva, even though we drink lemonade, would still apply. And then he has a second answer. No, maybe the reason why it's okay, it's only going to be okay because lemon juice is squeezed into water. In other words, there's no such thing as lemon juice as a standalone product. Even in Mitzrayim, where they drink lemonade, how do you make lemonade? It's not the pshat that they take some lemon juice and a bottle of lemon juice and they mix it together with water and sugar. No, they take their water and they squeeze the lemons into the water. So that is still not going to make it a shem mashke because it's never a standalone juice.
Maybe.
So one second. So that's why because of those two svaros, the Beis Yosef paskins the Tshuvas HaRash, even though in Mitzrayim they make lemonade. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chaf Beis, quoting Chai Adam, that, well, the Nafka Mina between the two reasons that the Beis Yosef gives is going to be nowadays. Nowadays, the first svar of the Beis Yosef is still true. Nobody drinks plain lemon juice. That's too sour to drink. But we do make lemon juice, right? How do we make lemonade? So the way many people make lemonade is they take lemon juice and they mix it with water and sugar. In other words, there is such a thing as a standalone product called lemon juice. In fact, the Chai Adam says there are thousands of barrels of lemon juice. So that being the case, if you hold to the second svar of the Beis Yosef, then lemon juice, it would be aser to squeeze lemon juice nowadays. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should really follow the second, we choshish for the second svar of the Beis Yosef, and therefore you should not squeeze lemon juice to drink. However, you could squeeze lemon juice into food, and that's because of the hatter that we talked about last time as well, which is you're allowed to squeeze into a food. So if I'm having salmon on Shabbos and I want to squeeze my lemon onto the fish, no problem. That's okay. I'm squeezing it onto food. Or I want to squeeze it into my salad, I could squeeze lemon juice onto my salad. Now, one question that people wonder about is, well, what if it doesn't really get absorbed? Right? I have a lettuce salad. So if you squeeze lemon into your salad, it won't get absorbed into the salad. Lemon, the salad, you know, lettuce is not particularly absorbent. Maybe some salads would, but lettuce salad certainly won't. So is that going to be mutter? The answer is it's still okay because you're eating it, right? Like we said from the Beis Yosef, it doesn't matter. Even if it was just used to dip, that's when the Rosh says it's okay, right? If you squeeze lemon onto your plate and then you dipped your lettuce into your lemon, that would also be okay. So you don't have to get, it doesn't have to get absorbed. However, if you're relying on the kula, which we'll see in a moment is controversial, but you're going to say, I want lemon in my tea. So I can't squeeze lemon into my tea. We already said that because we accept the second svar of the Beis Yosef. So you have a chop. Oh, I'm going to squeeze my lemon into my sugar and then mix the sugar into the tea. So if you, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes such a svar. So if you're going to do that, then it would have to get absorbed. Because it doesn't get absorbed into the sugar, right? Let's say it just sits on the top of your sugar. You use a sugar cube, right? So it doesn't get absorbed into the sugar. So then, and you're planning to mix it with your tea, so it's a liquid, right? Here, this, you're going to drink this lemon juice. You're not going to eat the lemon juice. You're going to drink the lemon juice. So in that case, it would certainly have to get absorbed. So if you're going to rely on the kula of squeezing lemon into your sugar, then it would have to be, make sure that it gets absorbed into the sugar. No, that's not hard because it does usually get absorbed into the sugar, assuming that you have enough sugar. And if you're squeezing lemon juice, then you probably have a lot of sugar. But I guess some people don't, so you have to make sure in that case that it would be problem. Likewise, you couldn't, let's say, could you squeeze it onto honey? Right? No, honey's a liquid. Right? Even if it got absorbed into the honey, it would be a problem because honey halachically is a liquid. So you couldn't squeeze it onto honey. You could only squeeze it onto something like sugar. Now this heter doesn't apply if you hold like the Rach, we'll get to that in a moment, but Mikra Adin, we don't accept that chumrah of the Rach.
Really?
Now, there's another, yes?
It could be I didn't follow the Beis Yosef's.
Let me just make one last, yeah. Could I make two more points about lemon juice? And then,
yeah.
So one point is the Chazon Ish doesn't like this idea of the lemon to the sugar business because he's saying, Lamaisa, since you're going to drink it as a drink, even though, yes, right now the sugar is a solid, but you're basically squeezing lemon to drink, so we can't say that this is squeezing it into solid, squeezing it as a food, treating it as an ochel, and therefore be aser. I think the many people are making like the Mishnah Berurah, but the Chazon Ish argued that practically this is anytime you're going to drink this lemon juice, it should be aser. Now, there's a more fundamental objection that you might have to this whole idea of lemon juice. And even if you squeeze it into a salad, right? What's the objection? This should be like boser. What's boser? So there's a machlokas in the Tur, and the two deos are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, about whether squeezing boser into a food is a problem. This could be aser, Rabbeinu Tam was machmir, either because of boer or dash, that goes back to our two girsos and tosis that we talked about last time, with respect to what the problem is. For now, we won't. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a nafkamina because of in terms of alta. Maybe we'll get back to that in a moment. But for now, forget about which malacha it is exactly. Boser is aser. Now, why is boser aser? Very simple. The hatter of squeezing into a dish, so that applies to something that's a food that's going into a food, like the grapes, you're squeezing grapes into your cake. So great, grapes are food, cakes are food, so squeezing grapes into cake is ochla de'efras. Wonderful. But boser isn't food, right? You can't eat boser. It's avos, achlu boser, v'shinei banim tekehena, right? You don't want your children's teeth to rot. So you're definitely not going to want to eat boser. Boser is like unripe, very sour grapes. And they're basically inedible as they are. So there's no hatter of ochla de'efras. And therefore, even if it's going into a tav shield, it's still going to be aser. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Maybe in a couple of minutes we talk about why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and generally speaking, we are choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam, so then it should be aser to squeeze lemons even into your salmon. Why? Anyone here eat lemons? So most people don't eat. So my wife eats lemons also. So that's going to be the question. Most people do not eat lemons plain. They're very, very, very sour. So the pashup shot is it should be like boser. Now you'll tell me, okay, Yoni's sister likes eating lemons. Vatla dieto etzokolata. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes that about boser. Sifkan chaf. The Mishnah Berurah writes, when he says that we're machmir for boser, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Hey, Yesh mishamer du adin leboser shemata lasach losach ochel v'abinu tam oser boser. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this is aser ki osan bnei adam haochel no so but ladai to neitzel kadam. There are some people that also eat boser, apparently sour pusses, but they are bata. Most people are not sourpusses. Baruch Hashem. So, I don't mean to say anything about Yoni's sister. So that being the case, so yeah, even though some people eat, now, so okay, that's a question. So what about the Mechaber? Like, Maisi quoted this heter of lemons, right? I don't know, maybe in those days they ate lemons more frequently. There is such a thing as, in some Middle Eastern countries, Adam will tell us if they have this, is preserved lemons, which are like pickled lemons. So sometimes they're very strong, but sometimes they're like preserved in sugar and the like, and you actually eat them. No? All right. Well, anyway, so maybe he was assuming that that people ate lemons, but nowadays it's not so shaykh, not so clear. So that's it's interesting. So now, there might still be a heter, according to Ola Shabbos. Ola Shabbos, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Zayin.
Magen Avraham agrees with
him? No.
I never agree with the Ola Shabbos.
Just the ones he quotes he disagrees with, you know. There are lots of Ola Shabbos that he didn't quote. Just, you never learn Ola Shabbos except for the ones that are quoted in Magen Avraham. So it seems like he's never right. It's like the Bach. or the Lavush, you know. Lavush, it's not like he's always rejected, it's just that he just quoted in order to get rejected. It's tough to like write a sefer and like the next generation have the Shach and Taz come and tear you to pieces. But anyway, so the Ola Shabbos says, well, since the whole Isser over here is because of Borer, now as we already mentioned, that's not so clear what the Isser for Boser is, but if we assume for a moment that it's because of Boser, so then there will be a heter if it's miyad, right? It's miyad, it's ochel from psoilas, it's biyad, right? You're squeezing your lemon. The juice is the ochel, the lemon is the psoilas, it's miyad, it's biyad, so when you're not using a juicer, and it's for immediate use, right? You're squeezing your lemon onto your salmon and about to eat your salmon. So if the heter, if the iser of boser is coming out boer, then, at the very least, there should be a heter of miyad. However, the Magen Avraham doesn't like this, and to appreciate this machlokas, we'll have to see a little more. I think, I guess, probably we'll wait until we analyze this a little better. But the Magen Avraham says, whoa, 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 wait. Why is there a heter of miyad? Because it's not derech pereira. But here, since there's no other way to do it, it is derech boer, because you can't really eat this food, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The heter of boer won't apply this in this case. The heter of miyad won't apply this case because it's normal. So should we paskin like them? I'm going to run with all the Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf, it says you should probably be machmir like the Magen Avraham. But he says, if the bos is nechal ei de'at chak, then you could be somech on the Eila Shabbos to be nechal miyad. He's like not so into the kula. One place he's a little more positive, one place he just says, ein limchos b'yad mekilim. But the basic is, well, you know, why should that make a difference if it's nechal ei de'at chak? So this too is something that we'll get back to when we get to Borer. But basically, the idea is like this. When you have borer of ochel from another, from the same type of thing, but one of them is nechal ei de'at chak, like lettuce leaves. Some of the lettuce leaves are wilted. They're edible still, but they're not as good. And some are very good. You want to separate that. So that's not a nisr d'oraisa. It's only a nisr d'rabbanan. So therefore, he says, well, we'll accept the Ola Shabbos as Svara to be Matir Miyad if we're only dealing with the Derabbanan Shaila anyway. So if lemons are Nechal Ei De'at Chak, so we already said maybe they are. Maybe they are Nechal Ei De'at Chak, especially if you put sugar on them. So if they're Nechal Ei De'at Chak, so that could be one Tzad Lahakel for lemons. It's not so pasha, because still most people don't eat them ayat chak, right? I mean, you'd eat lemons, I suppose, if you're starving and there's nothing else to eat. Even then, it probably wouldn't be very good to eat. But there are some people that eat it. There are some people that like lemons. So I don't know. It's not so pasha why the velt is mako for lemons and why it shouldn't be an issue of boser. So, Tzachian. Yes, now your questions.
Okay, so two things. One of them, the Svar of the Beis Yosef, maybe I didn't understand it, didn't hear correctly.
Which one, the first one or the second one? The
second one. That meaning that it's mutter because it's not a finished product as it is.
He didn't say finished product. He says that nobody makes lemon juice. So therefore, it's not dash. You squeeze lemon into water, but it's not lemon juice.
I mean, wouldn't that
mean... I'll eat it to you.
Isn't the same as quince?
I don't know. Thing? No, you don't squeeze quince at anything.
Well, that's exactly why it's
you eat quince.
Therefore, it's an ochel. And it's an ochel even, so isn't that basically saying? It's not a mashke because no one makes it into
right.
A mashke.
The chiddush, though, is even though you're drinking it. Right? That's why it's a much bigger chiddush.
So meaning, even if any, like, most people... I think most people don't eat, I guess I'll call it raw juice. Usually any juice that...
Why? Orange juice, apple juice, all those things, you just drink the juice.
Processed.
No. I don't think it's processed. I mean, nowadays they might pasteurize the apple juice so it doesn't ferment. Mm-hmm. But I don't... You don't need to pasteurize. Certainly orange juice is not processed. In any significant way. Lemon juice is also is pasteurized. In other words, there's no, you would, orange juice, you do make juice. Here, I'll read you. I thought I quoted it. Let's look at the Lashon HaBeis Yosef here. It's not a clear svar at all. Big chiddush.
Now, this would only be a derisa shayla according to the Magen Avraham, but like according to the Shulchan Aruch, this would only be a derabanan shayla.
Correct.
And then the follow-up is, if we really hold shtark over Midatan, that you would say that of Bosar, and that if we're assuming that a lemon is like Bosar, so
then he's going to be Aser.
Right, but then would we be like... Would you say that lemons are mokes on Shabbos? Because like it's not ochel, because no one eats it.
Yeah. If you think that you can't squeeze it, then presumably you can't. I would think so. Okay. Fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara Kuf Mem Hayin Aleph Amar Rav Dvar Torah Einu Chayav Ela Zeisim Anavim Bilvad. So what makes Zeisim Anavim different? We already alluded to this point. So as we said, Rashi writes. The drichas zeisim v'anavim hu dehavya malacha v'alshar drichos lav or chayhu behachi v'lav malacha ninhu. So what does that mean? Lav or chayhu behachi. So probably the simple reading of Rashi is it's abnormal. It's not so common. Now, if that's true, then maybe oranges or apples nowadays would be derisa. Alternatively,
isn't Russian always called by drisa?
Okay.
I mean, it can be normal to squeeze an orange with your hands, but people stomp oranges.
If you make orange juice in a normal way, right? On Shabbos, is that Nisr D'Oraisa? So it's normal to juice oranges, so maybe it's Nisr D'Oraisa. And in the Talmudic times, the only things that were normally juiced were olives and grapes. And nowadays, it's going to also be oranges and apples. Right? So that's one way to read Rashi.
Meaning, Rebbe thinks that Rashi's, juice is quote unquote lav dafka.
Well, however you juice them. Drisa is...
The only point here, I think, if I understand correctly, that Rashi is madgish, the word drichas zisim anavim, a couple of times.
Right.
So it may very well be, maybe, as...
You're saying if you were direich, if you stepped on an orange...
On oranges, but Rashi is shitaso before that. He holds schitas daraisa by other fruit. Rashi's just saying that this is a shinoi if you do dricha.
Okay, that's my point. So that's if you juice an orange in a juicer, then
I should say that even by quince, but yeah.
Right. Okay, in a hanami. So kavachomer.
They're giving Dag and Rashi.
Yeah. So that's one way to read Rashi. It's one way to read Rashi. Good. The other way to read Rashi is to say no. It's not because it's like a shinoi, you're doing it in a weird way, the way Yoni's reading it. But rather it's because it doesn't have a shem mashka. In other words, once it's not normal to juice, that fruit, it doesn't have taras mashka, and therefore it's not mitharik, at least on the deraisa level. If you look at the Rashba and the Ritva, they seem to take that approach.
Yeshua thought that had to be pshat because Kedarka Bakodesh, that he knows all these random mitzvahs, and he said that like no one tramples on olives because like they're really hard or something like that. So it had to be that it's like a shem mashka bird. That's what he thought.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now there's another approach that you could take, which is in the run, that he says it's only going to be to have a mashka, it has to be the shivam mine mashka, it has to have halachic status of a mashka, in which case, if you hold to that approach, then certainly oranges and apples would not be deraisa nowadays, because it still wouldn't have teres mashka. Wouldn't be a machshir or something like that, orange juice. So if that's true, then maybe nowadays it wouldn't be true. So it could be a nafka mina would be 4 inches and apples. And there are a lot of nafka minas that come up to this as relates to the famous discussion about the proper brach on orange juice as well. And that sugya is brought up over here by the poskim. But one way or the other, we have that's what we say over here from Rav, and then we have a opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So how do we paskin? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim don't accept Rabbi Yochanan's view, but the Rabbeinu Hananel does seem to paskin that way. So now the question is, are we choshesh for Rabbeinu Hananel or not? So it's cited in the Torah, and the truth is, that there's two chumras here in Rabbeinu Hananel. One chumra in Rabbeinu Hananel is to think that, let's say, by kvashim. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, if you have kvashim shesachtan legufan, that's a problem. Even though it is, lekdera, it's a problem. Why? I squeeze pickle juice, because I want the juice, not just to get out, not because I want to get that out. So that's an issur d'oraisa. Now he disagrees with the principle of zeisim banavim bilvad. And then the second point is that there's no general heter of latocha kedera. That we don't accept that heter. Right, in other words, even, let's say, squeezing your grapes into the kedera, latocha ochel, is going to be aser. So that is rach, it's also quoted by Tosos over here and the like. Now, many Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Hananel. In terms of his first chiddush, that it's lav dafka zeisim vanavim, the Bir Halacha says that there are more Rishonim that hold of that. Even though many Rishonim reject this, the Rashba, the Urim, the Or Zeruah are choshesh for Rabbeinu Hananel, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore krashin shesachtan l'mimein is chayev. And then the second chumrah of the rach, that even l'tocha ochel is aser, so let's say kvashim or anavim, shesachta l'tocha kder is also chayev, there the Biur Halacha says the rach is a das yachid. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed, quoting the Tshuvas HaRash, writes that there's a chumrah epis to be choshesh for a rach, but it's betars chumrah be'alma. As we said before, the Chai Adam is more machmir on this, but the Mishnah Berurah is not so machmir. Right? So again, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed writes, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Rabbeinu Hananel kol shutzarch l'meimein chayv chatz afilu sachet l'kader sheish ba'ochel." And likewise, Eshkol l'kader is going to be also according to the Rach. So the Mishnah Berurah notes the machlokas, and then he says that really we're mekel mikradin, and that's why the lenient view is quoted by the Mechaber b'stama. But he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, lahoros de tov lahachmir kedvarva machmir tov lof bracha kumosh kasev shus harash kuvu beisus. So it's a chumrah. If you want a bracha, then you could follow that chumrah. Machmir tov lof bracha. Good. Now, I want to talk about another point in that Gemara. So the Gemara is machalik between a kedera and a kara, right? Kedera is mutter, kara is aser. So what's the difference? So for the Rambam, it's very simple. If you squeeze into some type of food, then it's mutter. And if you squeeze into a empty utensil, then it's aser. But Rashi doesn't sound that way. What does Rashi say? Rashi is mechalek in a very interesting way. He says that latocha kedera is mutter. Fine, it's not derech prikaso. It's like mafrid ochel neochel. That's simple. And why not a kara? What's the difference? So when it comes to kedera, it's muchamilsahu. It's clear. And when it comes to the kara, it's lav milchamilsahu. So that sounds like it's nisa d'rabbanan, right? Even though you're doing it latocha ke'ara, it's only aser mid'rabbanan. So why should that be? So the simple reading of Rashi is that Taka, even if it's empty, into the car it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. That's the view of the Radvaz, Taf Resh Pei Vav, the Prima Gadim. And why is it Mutter? Because you're planning to put it L'toch HaKe'ara. In other words, I am going to squeeze my grapes into this bowl and then take that grape juice that I squeezed and dump it into wherever you would put your grape juice, into your cake. Right? So that's okay. Midiraisa. But midirabanan, looks like you're doing something that's aser, maybe not midiraisa, and therefore it's aser. So what's the pshat? It's pluchora, like we said. In other words, whether something is a shem mashgar or not isn't determined scientifically. It's going to be determined, among other things, by your intended use. And since I'm going to drink this grape juice, I'm not going to drink this grape juice, I'm going to eat this grape juice, because you're going to pour it into something else. So therefore, you're not chayev. But, that's the simple reading of Rashi. However, the Chazon Ish does not like this reading at all. He says, no, if you squeeze into an empty bowl, of course you're chayev. And that's also the Meiri holds this view, and the Drisha, and the like. If you'd squeeze it into an empty ka'ara, it would be nisa d'araisa. And what does Rashi mean when he says ka'ara is only asa d'rabanan? It's talking about a ka'ara shiyesh ba'ochal. If there's no ochal, be nisa d'araisa. If there is ochal, so it's no nisa d'araisa because it's balatocha ochal, but it's not clear, it's not as clear, and therefore there's a nisa d'rabanan. The Shara Tzion is mesupik about this point. He's the one who, he quotes this Radvaz and the Prima Gadim at Chartzion Chaf Gimel. So on top, he's Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches writes, V'afilu daito litno achar kach l'tavshil gam ke naser deba'inan shizchatan l'toch ha'tavshil. Amnam achar kach matzazim shuz Radvaz diyesh b'zei sura v'lo chiyuva. The cave van Shadaito, Litain Tochatav. She also quotes the Radvaz. And therefore, so this is a machlokas. Fine. Now, we don't have so much time left. Let's talk a little bit about the question of Boser again. So we mentioned before that Rabbeinu Tam Aser is Boser. Right? So we also said that there's two reasons to possibly be machmir, right? One is that, like generally speaking, there's two reasons to be machmir. One is Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that you can never do it l'toch ha'tavshil, and we say we don't really accept that chumra. And the second is because you're not coming from ochel. Fine. Now, why? And then he quotes that the Torah quotes that other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam's Chumra by Boser. So why would they disagree? Why wouldn't it be Boser? Right? L'chora, it is a problem of Boser. So probably the answer is, I guess we should probably wait till Boser to get more into this, but probably the answer is because it's not a Taroves. Boser is when you have a taroves of ochel and psolas, or maybe even ochel and ochel, well, this boser, this grape that's sour, is that a taroves? It's not really a taroves. From this grape emerges two things, namely the pulp of the boser and the juice, where the juice is ochel and that is psolas. So it's an interesting question. If you start off with one thing and you end up with two things, is that boer? That's actually going to be an issue that we're going to return to later. Relates to Meshamer, especially when you're dealing with wine and sediments, and the heter of Yayin Toseis, the like fresh grape juice, which, since it starts off as one min, even if simple reading of the Rambam is, even though it's inedible without filtration, it's still going to be mutter because we didn't start off with a taroves. So
I don't understand. If you're assuming that it's boser, why do I care that it's bosar? mean, even if it's a normal fruit, why am I?
No, because then it's ochel and ochel.
But it's still ochel that I want and ochel that I don't want. Right? You're not trying to eat the skins of the grape, even if it's a normal grape.
But it's one thing. Like the Be'er Lachas had said that fish and bones is one unit. Of course, those are two different things. But it's start if it hasn't been separated ever. So then of course it's but that's what you're saying. It's one thing.
In other words, when you're dealing with bosar, so you're starting off with something that seems like a single unit, but contains within it ochal and solas. So there's what to talk about in terms of boer. Right?
Wait, I mean, I'm not following why boer would only be nish. Okay, I'm still not following. Meaning, if you're going to say what Dani was saying, that it's really one unit, so...
If you say it's totally one unit, so it's not even shaykh boer, and that's as far as the mekilim by boser. Mm-hmm. The machmirim by boser, Rabbeinu Tam says that, no, since in the end of the day this grape is inedible and the juice is edible, so we actually starting off with two things here.
And that would be a svara only shaykh by boser.
Right. Now the other way to read the Rabbeinu Tam's chumra is because of dash. In other words, you have this ochel that's extracted from the inedible non-food that's housing it. I don't know, like milking the cow. The nafka mina, as we mentioned, would be in terms of whether there'd be a heter of alter or not. If you hold the issue is borer, then there would be a heter of alter, except that you still have the Magen Avraham's issue. Okay. We're basically out of time, so I'm going to just mention one last thing, and then we'll finish up the rest of Disha as such next time. So that is. So I think what do we say? We say we're going to share next Wednesday and Thursday. So next Wednesday will be the end of Disha. Thursday will be Zohra, and then there'll be Chazara till after Sukkos. Okay, so in terms of Mashkin Shezavu, so the Gemara and the Mishnah, Kuthan and Gilan on the base, says that there's a Gzeira de Rabbanon of Mashkin Shezavu, Gzeira Shema Yeschot, right? And the Gemara says we're going to have that Gzeira for our Anavim and Zesim, because they were dealing with the Nisr Deraisa. But we're not going to have that for things like Tutim Rimonim, which anyway would be a Isr de Rabbanon. Fine. And even by Yetutim Rimonim, it's going to be totally if you're Kavana Lischot HaPeiros or not. Now, there's a very interesting discussion over here. I guess we'll just look at Sif Beis on this point, and Langan Avram deals with it. So, again, Sif Beis, Zezim Anavim Shazraku Rav Shabbos, Mashkin HaYotzim Mehan Mutarin, Vafilu im lo nisras kum Shabbos im yesh begigis shanavim besocha afal pi shanavim mizbakim b'Shabbos begigis motel shtos b'Shabbos shekol yayin ha-yotz mi-anavim mizbatel b'yayin shebegigis. It's a remarkable chiddush, right? I have a barrel which has some grape juice in it and some grapes in it, and over the course of Shabbos my grapes explode and leak. So now if I drink wine from this barrel, it will have wine that was secreted, created on Shabbos. So it should be a problem. No, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay, it's batel. So we have actually here three chidushim in the world of bittel. Last year we were zeichet to see all three chidushim, so we'll just mention them over here because they come from here. Number one is, I would have said, it should be Darish Yishlam Atirim, right? Shibidashis Matirin is not batal. The answer is no, it's okay, because it's nolad b'taroves. Nolad b'taroves, we don't say, but we don't say Darshish Matirin enu batal. Why not? So that we had a whole arichas on last time. But I'll just mention there's two ways to understand the vart of nolad b'taroves. One way is, it never existed be'en as an isser in the first place. Or B, is it never really even became Isser in the first place because it was batel before the Isser was chal. Okay, the second chiddush over here is that we're going to say kama kama batel. So even though you don't have a shishim, keneged the newly created wine, it's still going to be mutter. And number three is you're allowed to even do this l'chatchila. So it's a, even though generally say inavat linus l'chatchila, this type of bittel, again, maybe because the Isser was never chal in the first place, so you don't even need bittel. It's sort of ide bittel, you prevent the Isser from being chal, is going to be over here. That's the heter of nolu b'tarovus as well. In other words, it's not really an Isser. So basically, in this case, we're potentially overriding three regular rules of bittel. Number one, again, we don't over here say dav shishal matir lo batel. Number two is we say over here kama kama batel. And number three is over here, even we are mevatel lechatchila. Okay, so we'll stop here. And I think we should have seen some type of next year.